From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
From the CBS studios in San Francisco, we'll begin with that shooting in Napa. It happened on Riverside Drive near the Sea Scouts building. Police are not releasing a lot of details, but neighbors tell John Ramos that it appears that an argument quickly escalated to murder.
People who live on this normally quiet street believe that what happened here Saturday night is part of a growing trend of people settling verbal disputes with deadly violence.
This is our safe space. This is our home. So to find out that it happened here was really shocking.
At 8 o'clock Saturday night, police responded to the 400 block of Riverside Drive. There, they found two people lying in the street near the clubhouse for the local Sea Scouts organization. Brandon Perez was working on his car across the street and says he first heard people arguing, followed by a number of loud pops.
Right after the shots, you see the person just sprint with, you know, with everything they got into a car that was like somehow, you know, parked right around the corner, and then it just slowly drives by. But when that shit happened, it like took off instantly. Yeah. We go and check out what's going on. We see that this, you know, person's got a couple of like shots and stuff in them. And I try to go check out the person to see if they're okay. They weren't okay.
The two victims were both young women. One was deceased at the scene and the other reportedly died at the hospital. That's all police will say so far. But those who live in the Riverside Drive area say it feels like things are changing for their neighborhood and their idyllic little town.
It just kind of sucks to see, you know, our super calm town, you know, kind of do this. Because, I remember when I was a kid, you never had to worry about none of this. And now it's slowly, you know, popping up everywhere. But
I don't know. It's just you never know what's going on. You know, when you're running around on the streets like that, whether it's Napa, anywhere, you know, it's everywhere. Guns are everywhere. Drugs are everywhere. Napa's a beautiful place to raise a family. And, you know, but like I said, it's, you know, these guns and drugs are everywhere, you know, no matter what it is. They're in every city.
I don't know why, but something's changed here in town, and people are just getting more and more violent and more willing to do stupid things that cause people to lose their lives. What is happening to our town? I just don't know. I don't know what makes people spring to violence so quick.
Some blame an increase in gang activity, a problem recently plaguing schools in Santa Rosa as well. Police aren't saying if these latest shootings were gang-related, and they certainly don't fit the image of Napa. But regardless of place, and for whatever reason, it is becoming alarmingly common for people to respond to the slightest insult with deadly force.
Case has been turned over to the Napa County Major Crimes Investigation Team, and Napa police are asking anybody with any information to get in touch with them. In other news, four people were rescued off of San Francisco after their boat capsized. It happened just 3 miles off Ocean Beach earlier this morning. Four were taken to a hospital in Marin for evaluation. They're reported to be in stable condition. San Francisco Fire and the Coast Guard assisted in the rescue after the 32-foot vessel capsized. Coast Guard is investigating how all of it happened. Meanwhile, an apartment fire in Fremont left a family of four without a home tonight. Happened inside an apartment on Black Owl Road. Crews say that neighbors fought the blaze with extinguishers trying to put out the flames until firefighters got there. The family was not home at the time, but nobody was hurt. And in San Jose, a fire broke out inside a garage at a home on Williamsburg Avenue. Crews here working to put out the blaze. Fire was limited to the garage and it didn't cause damage to the residential unit. Four minors were arrested for an alleged armed carjacking in Fairfield. Police say it all began near Travis Boulevard around 6 o'clock last night. Car turned onto Travion Court and then drove to the back of the parking lot. Two people immediately surrendered. Two others were tracked down a short distance away. Meanwhile, in Mountain View, an envelope with a white powder was sent to an apartment building on West El Camino. Fire crews say one person reported feeling nauseous when the envelope was opened. Hazmat crews determined the powder was ephedrine, an over-the-counter medication, and not dangerous if you're just opening an envelope of it. Out of the latest in the conflict between Iran and Israel, Israel says that they will exact a price from Iran for last night's attack, but they said they haven't decided exactly how. Here is U.S. Ambassador Robert A. Wood speaking today at the U.N.
In the coming days, and in consultation with other member states, the United States will explore additional measures to hold Iran accountable here at the United Nations.
While meetings were being held at the UN, President Biden was talking with members of the G7. Christian Benavides has that story.
Yeah. New video released by Israeli Defense Forces shows how fighter jets intercepted Iranian drones and missiles headed towards Israel. In all, 99% of weapons were intercepted by Israel, the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Jordan as they lit up the night sky.
Iran and its proxies launched approximately 350 suicide drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles and rockets from Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Look at the size and the scale, the scope of what they fired at Israel from Iran proper. You know, more than 300 missiles and drones. They wanted to cause damage, no question about that. But they were utterly unsuccessful in doing so.
Following the attack, President Joe Biden held a phone call with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. CBS News has learned Biden told Netanyahu that the U.S. would not participate in a reprisal strike on Iran.
The president's made it clear we're not looking for a war with Iran. We're not looking for a broader regional conflict. And everything we've been doing since the 7th has been designed to prevent that outcome.
President Biden met with other G7 leaders via teleconference Sunday over Iran's unprecedented attack, which was in response to an Israeli airstrike to Iran's embassy in Syria. Biden is under increasing pressure over Israel's response in Gaza to the October 7th attack and is hoping to avoid escalation to a wider regional conflict. A CBS News poll done prior to the Iranian strikes showed just 33% of Americans approve of President Biden's handling of the conflict.
Iran's mission to the UN released a statement saying they do not plan further attacks and warned the U.S. not to get involved. We were talking about polls. A new one shows only 33% of people approve of Biden's policies in Israel, as you just saw. 60% think that he could be doing more to bring the October 7th hostages home. That same poll shows Biden's current approval rating at 40%, slightly higher amongst people aged 18 to 29, but still 10 points lower than in February. Abortion rights are expected to be a big issue at the polls, and this weekend, Vice President Kamala Harris made a surprise visit down in the Southland in Los Angeles at the Power, Leadership, and Influence of Black Women luncheon. Harris spoke about the importance of the black vote and mentioned the recent ruling in Arizona reviving part of a law from the Civil War era, reinstating a near-total abortion ban.
Black women are always leading, especially in moments of crisis. So I was in Arizona. They brought back this law before Arizona was even a state, before women could vote.
Petitions are being circulated to get abortion rights legislation on the November ballot. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, 21 states have passed laws restricting abortion. Celebrating the Nepali New Year, San Francisco's Nepal Day Parade brought people out to Market Street this morning. The parade started at San Francisco City Hall and continued down Market. There she goes, honoring Nepali culture through music, dance, arts, and crafts. Down in the South Bay, people were enjoying the day as well. A lot of dry weather. That's our photographer Vince Garrido at work. Randall Vizo just showing people promenading down on the southern margins of the bay along their network of little boardwalks they've got constructed out there. Appreciate you watching. 60 Minutes is next. See you back here at 11. Until then, the news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area. And so until 11 o'clock, good night.